EverBank Field, the site for the Week 9 matchup. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Jacksonville Jaguars coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We're all wearing teal, ready for Forever Teal Sunday at EverBank Field. Yeah,
John's, let's go.
John's really ready.
Let's go.
Apparently. This football team's ready as well. They're healthier than they were going into the bye week. Of course, that's what bye weeks do. They kind of... they get those bumps and bruises of the first half of the season, give you a little time to refresh.
Well, but a bye week wouldn't help what's going on in Houston these days, right? Yeah. And Green Bay and a number of other places around the league. So they're fortunate to go into the bye week fairly healthy and to come out of it looking pretty good. I mean, you've got one guy, one starter, one star player on injured reserve, and midway through the season or close to it, boy, that is a benefit.
Well, the league, it's a league of attrition, and what you hope is to be as healthy as possible and as fresh as possible, second half of the season, and then if you get in the playoffs, be ready to go. It's healthy. Fournette is not on the injury report in terms of questionable-ish today, so he plays. Cam Robinson and Marquise Lee are the big question marks. The way it looked right now, I expect everybody to go.
Yeah, and they'll need everybody to go against a Cincinnati defense that is highly ranked in the National Football League. You know, it's a record in Cincinnati. They started 0-3. They've won three of the last four. Defense has played a big role in that. It's a good group over there and a good challenge for this Jaguars offense.
It's a very good challenge, but this is a game the Jaguars ought to win. Bengals are not a great running defense this year. They've been vulnerable the last couple of weeks. What you do well plays into what they've struggled with. If it wasn't for the whole haven't won at home thing, all that stuff, you'd be sitting here thinking this is a should-win game. I don't call it should-win, but it's need to win.
So they've got two guys in particular up front that are as good as you'll find. Geno Atkins is the equal of Aaron Donald, a terrific three-technique interior defensive lineman who can just wreck a game plan. Good for the Jaguars this week. Brandon Linder's back, their best offensive lineman. Having him in there really helps this football team. And then Carlos Dunlap. And, I mean, you're talking about a guy now with a frame like Mercedes Lewis, tall, long arms, the kind of guy that gives you fits because it's tough to get to him. He can keep away from you. You control those two guys, you win this ball game.
Doug Marrone said on the Doug Marrone Show Thursday night that they do have a very good defense here in Jacksonville, but they have a chance to be special as the season goes on. That starts this week against a Cincinnati offense that has Dalton. They have Green. They don't have a lot of a running game right now, but they still have stars that can make plays, and they're going to feed the ball to the outside.
I love watching A.J. Green play. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a completely different kind of receiver. There are big guys in this league and aggressive guys, but he's got height. He's got length. He's got speed. He's got leaping ability. He's the closest thing to Randy Moss since Randy Moss, which means he's almost indefensible. Yeah.
Well, he scares you because the thing that's beaten the Jaguars this season in two of their three losses has been the big shock play. You know, the Jets, 75 and 69-yard run. The Rams had the 103-yard return. A.J. Green is the highest percentage guy on the Bengals to get that kind of a play. But this, again, plays into the Jaguars' hands. The Bengals are a team you should be able to stop their running game. With this secondary, you should be able to at least limit A.J. Green. Offensively, I mean, the Bengals' offense versus the Jaguars' defense should be a huge matchup edge.
Well, and look, any game you go into with this defense healthy, and it's healthy and fortified with Marcell Dareus now, against an offensive line that's not good. Okay.
Okay.
You know, they let Andrew Whitworth go. Well, I mean, to say
way
not...
to sugarcoat that, by the way.
All right. Really feel?
Well, I don't know whether they're bad or not, but they're not as good as they were when Andrew Whitworth and Kevin Zeitler were on the left side, and
both
of them were allowed to leave in free agency, and the Bengals have been paying the price. When you have an obvious weak spot and you take a 93, go line up right here, and we're going to put 99 there too, but you can't just run over here to the other side because 97 and 56 and 91, I mean, you can do some things. The winning matchup here is the Jaguars' defensive line against the Bengals' offensive line. If the Jaguars do what I expect them to do, it'll be a long day for Dalton, and he won't get many shots off.
Jaguars think they have the best two corners in the league. Mm-hmm. Prove it, shut down Green, win the game.
There you have it. Homecoming weekend here at EverBank Field as well. Forever Teal weekend. We're wearing it. You should wear it too on Sunday, 1 o'clock. The Bengals and the Jaguars in Week 9. And that's it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.